This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 123. Today, we are lucky to have JC De Guzman back with us. We previously interviewed him on only episode 120. He's back today to discuss more iPresence Digital Marketing. That is his digital marketing agency. He has been in content production and like digital world, digital economy since 2001. So he's got good experience to share. We deep dive into his company, how it's different, what it can offer clients, both in the West and his new foci and services. So hope you enjoy. Hopefully you get some good insight into the opportunities here in the Philippines. And of course, if you want any of the show notes, then go to just outsourceaccelerator.com/123. Enjoy. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Today we are joined by JC De Guzman again. Hi, JC.
Hi, Derek.
And JC is from iPresence Digital Marketing, and it is, as the name suggests, a digital marketing agency based here in the Philippines, but catering mostly to businesses in the West. So this isn't an infomercial, as I keep on mentioning, but I really just want to drill down into iPresence, what it offers, where JC's expertise is, and why businesses in the West should really consider agencies and outsourcing and staffing solutions in the Philippines because of their equal levels of ability and output instead of maybe their hometown suppliers. So thanks for joining us again, JC. Do you maybe just want to introduce yourself and you know how you came to be chatting to me today?
Yes, Derek. So it all started in 2001. My journey in the digital marketing business started in 2001 as a freelance writer, and it all began by offering content writing services to people. And then came 2012, I decided to become a full-time digital entrepreneur, and so from a freelance writer, I now operate a corporation wherein we focus on digital marketing services, as mentioned by you, Derek.
Cool. And what are your key strengths then? You know, content is now becoming huge, isn't it? Which, you know, it's a huge requirement now, it seems, for everyone to produce, you know, good, valuable content, but a lot of not, you know, keyword rich content as a part of their kind of SEO strategy. But do you take it further than that? Do you work on SEO? Do you work on SEM? What do you specialize in?
So this 2018, we have all in all six digital marketing solutions advertised or being offered to our clients. And to list them down, we have content writing, keyword research, forum marketing, virtual assistants, website design, graphics design, and we also have two more services that we are yet to add onto our website this month, and they are explainer video or video animation services, and the eighth one is the transcription service. Oh, I think I forgot the other one, voiceover. We're also going to offer voiceover services. So expect by March that we have 9 services.
Wow.
On our website.
It's huge, isn't it? And it's a sign of the industry in that it's just evolving so fast, isn't it? In that you need kind of more and more functions to keep up with the requirements of content production these days. And do you, can I ask, you know, as an agency, do you sort of do those separate items as a delivery model, or can you take someone's website and look at it strategically and deliver all of those parts as a part of a bigger strategy?
Yeah, it is. Actually, you can combine all of these 9 services as your toolbox for you to have a powerful digital online marketing strategy. You now there are some businesses who already have someone who takes care of their voiceover needs or maybe their graphics design needs. So in that case, then they can order some a la carte services from our website.
Right. Okay. And how do you find, so you were saying previously that you have a high predominance of Western clients, is that right?
That is correct.
And how do you differentiate between like a Western client and a local client? Is it really all just work to you? Like, do you see that actually there are no more barriers, you know, in terms of delivery, in terms of sort of markets? Is it all just one world now from where you're sitting?
There is a stark contrast when you are marketing with, or when you are speaking with someone from the Western, from the Western part of the world, and someone from the Philippines. If let's say an American, if an American approaches us, in a way, we no longer have to do marketing or selling. They already know what they need. They will just come onto our website saying, okay, I need this, I need that. How much? Right. In comparison to an SME in the Philippines, you still have to, I think the SMEs in the Philippines are still in the process of knowing the significance of digital marketing on how to incorporate digital marketing in their businesses. So we have to do some work on that part whenever we speak with an SME. We have to emphasize why they need to. We have to help them understand why do they need to update their blog page regularly. And when we say regular, we have to mention how regular is regular. Mm. Is it every day, once a week, twice a month? And then you also have to quote unquote educate. We have to give customer education on why keywords must be incorporated in content writing. And then we also have to mention, we have to introduce the role that each of our services will play on their business, how it can improve their ROI, how it can improve their sales, how it can build, if not to rebuild, their online reputation. So
right.
We have to do some work on that part.
And, you know, funnily enough, there's probably, and I bet there is those sort of businesses in the West, in the US as well, you know, that really are a little bit backward, but they're maybe just not reaching out to you. They're maybe not, you know, reaching out online because they are still pretty backward. But I agree, there's maybe a bit more of an education piece required in the Philippines because maybe the average is a little bit less developed in terms of their SEO schedule, yeah. And how do you find the work expectations and, you know, delivery schedules and expectations and quality standards of people coming from the West versus the Philippines, but also then the price sensitivity of the people in the West?
Yeah, you know, clients coming from the West, they have high standards whenever they outsource their digital marketing needs from iPresence. Maybe because prior to trying iPresence, my company, they have already tried other digital marketing services, and we can say maybe they had some not so good experiences from other digital marketing agencies, and then they are kind of risk averse, I would say, when they go to us. So here comes in now the idea of reassuring these people, these clients, that we know we are aware of their not so good experiences from the other agencies, and we have a proactive measure on how to avoid that, on how not to let that happen again because of our quality control processes. And I think our quality control process is the very thing that they like the most.
Mm.
Instead of just outsourcing, let's say, your content writing needs to a fly-by-night freelancer, and when you outsource your content needs to a solo flight freelancer, you cannot guarantee, you have no assurance that that person has another person who will proofread his or her work. In most cases, the writer also acts as the editor. And we know there's a bias when you proofread your own writing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I generate a lot of content, and I think it's very easy to understate or underestimate the amount of time required for management of content production. As you say, the editing, the checking, yes, the quality control, yes, but also assigning, yeah, finding good writers, assigning tasks to the right writers. It's really a big job, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes the research part takes longer than the writing part.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, content is such a big thing now for websites. And I'm concerned for the future of the internet, in that I think we could all just be swamped in high, you know, output content. But are you finding things evolving? You started with just content production as a digital agency, but now you're spreading out. Are people still relying mainly on content, or, you know, are things changing now?
I think there's an evolution. There's an evolution on the content marketing strategy that works. We have noticed this trend way back in 2017 that video marketing has become the focus of content marketing strategists. No, I'm not saying that text-based content will be abandoned sooner or later. I think it's in here for the long haul. Text-based content will still be needed, especially that we know that Google favors long-form content than short-form ones. But as far as what's being patronized, if I may use that word, as far as being what's being noticed the most, I think the trend has shifted from written content to video-based content.
We're certainly getting messages from, you know, people like Facebook and YouTube that they're pushing in that direction, aren't they? And also the live medium and things like that. But do you find that a bit of a pain, though? Because it's relatively an easy job to write a blog article and also to update a blog article. But I find there's a lot more production complexity with creating videos, and then you can't update them. But also what concerns me is Google really advanced enough to recognize video content, to search it, to crawl it, to recognize engagement with it?
I think, although I don't have a very deep understanding of, you know, how Google's algorithm works, you know, on a technical level, maybe in the future, Google's artificial intelligence would be able to recognize that. But for now, here's what I've noticed. Those businesses that venture on video-based content, usually they add two kinds of things at the bottom of the video. It's either the transcription of that video or audio, or some show notes. Show notes, these are the summary. Correct. Yeah. Because I think they also know that Google is not yet on that level of being able to recognize on its own what's being talked about on a video. So they kind of favor what's in demand in the eyes of humans, of people, and what's being loved by Google at the same time. That's why they still add some text at the bottom.
Right. Yeah. And it's there's kind of a fork in the road at the moment, isn't there, where it's I think trying to push towards video, but the systems aren't really advanced enough yet to kind of fully recognize it. But it's fascinating.
Yes. And you mentioned something a while back that which I agree. You know, it requires more talent, more skills. And it goes without saying, more time to produce an animated video or a video explainer than to write an article. The challenge there is not just on time, but most often it's also on the cost. So I think we are at an advantage of being in the Philippines because, like what I mentioned in the previous podcast, we can afford to be cost effective just because we can, because of the, you know, the cost of living in the Philippines and then the manpower, which is where the bulk of the operating expense comes in or comes from.
Yeah, and actually the Philippines is getting quite a reputation now for video production, for animation, for these kind of creative industries, yeah? And I think like one of the most recent Pixar or Disney movies was you know, wholly created here in the Philippines. So it's really becoming quite a specialism of the country, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I watched that interview. You know, I just forgot what's the
What was it? My Little Pony or something, or one of them, wasn't it? Who knows?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, fantastic. So thank you, JC. It's you know, fantastic insight. And again, I encourage people, businesses out there in the West, we all need to get the most efficient output for our business as possible. So do consider not only outsourcing to the Philippines, but all of the agencies here in the Philippines that can, you know, produce as good a output, as good a quality, but commonly for you know, a little bit less money. So if people want to get in touch with you, JC, or learn more, how can they do that?
I would recommend you to visit our website at www.ipresencebizsolutions.com, or you can just simply take a look at the podcast, and our contact details will be displayed on there.
Fantastic. Yeah, and of course, we'll put all of that in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time, JC.
Thank you, Derek, and you're welcome.
That was JC de Guzman. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to get in touch with JC or learn more about iPresence Digital Marketing, then, of course, just go to our show notes. That is at outsourceaccelerator.com/123. And of course, if you want to just ask us anything, get in touch with us, then drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.